Maran is posek in Siman Shingima Lalacha Chavav. Asur lekloa ha'isha se'ara b'shabbat ve'lo le'atir keli'ata. It is forbidden for a lady to braid her hair on Shabbat, or for that matter, to take apart the braid, to undo the braid. Why should it be asur to do braid on Shabbat? Mishnah Berurah. Midrabanan. First of all, it's only asur midrabanan. Mishum didameh lebinyan. It's similar to building. Uchtidarshina lepasuk. It says in the pasuk in Bereshit, Vayiven Hashem Elohim et atzela. It says in the Kadosh Baruch Hu built, he created. So the Gemara says, what did he create? Melamed shekil'a Kadosh Baruch Hu lehaba. He braided the hair of Haba, the bi'a ila Adam. And he brought Haba to Adam. And the pasuk says, Vayiven. Sheken becharka hayam, Korim lekli'ata benita. They call the braid benita. So Vayiben, he made a braid. Aval akolei animin betalush. If let's say he braids non-attached hair, hayav mishum oreg. That's a different isur. That's called weaving. Kmo shekatav Rambam. Ve'achav b'se'ar lo chashiv aliga mishum mechubad b'roshu. The bear that's attached to the head, we don't call it weaving because you don't usually weave when it's attached to the animal. Ve'od en sofa litkayem shomed l'stida. Also, the braid that's on the hair, it's not mid'oraita because you're not leaving it there forever, eventually you're going to undo it. Ve'ine kol ze b'mechubad. Ve'kolat se'ar b'pe'an nukhrit shekorim frak, which means, let's say a lady makes a braid in a wig. After end bezim mishum boneh, even though it's not going to be asur because of boneh, asur al kopanim mishum oreg. It's asur also. The afim nema the end sofa lekim. Even though you're not going to leave it in the wig, al kopanim the rabbanan miyu asur. Umi mikol makom rede end kedai lemchot b'mkom shelo yishmeu lanu. Shavura says if the people are not going to listen, it's better not to rebuke them and let them remain doing it in ignorance. Because you might tell them not to do it, they can do it anyway. So therefore, better them to do it without knowing the law. But for those Haredim that are concerned that they want to know the halakha, again, the girls should know that if they want to make a braid, they should make their braids before the Shabbat, and on Shabbat itself, they should not undo the braids as well.